Buenos días, how is everybody doing today in Nueva York?
Oye,
how
are you
doing
ahora, today,
bro? ¿Todo bien?
Está hablando a mí como
¿Cómo
está
tú estás?
predicando en una iglesia.
¿Cómo tú estás,
bro? Por eso que yo este hombre vamos a tener problemas, porque me... hábleme normal.
Pero
Usted
uno nunca puede hablar,
él me
bro.
está hablando
Yo
a
estoy
mí como
hablando
que
tranquilo.
él me va a hablar a mí, me está hablando como que me va a dar una pela.
I can never speak. This is how I really speak, bro.
Él me está hablando a mí como que me quiere dar clase de matemáticas.
Que si tú quieres que yo te dé la clase, yo te puedo dar.
Ya, nosotros estamos medio molestos, you know, like, yo, it was a long ride, bro.
Yo.
We just got in, literally, we just got into the studio from Philadelphia. We had a show out in Hazleton, PA. So if we seem a little agitated, it's because of that. We've been with each other for like 24 hours. Yo le aguanta un peo este tigre.
You shouldn't be agitated.
En la misma cama,
you shouldn't be agitated because everybody was sleeping and I was driving the whole time.
Nadie te mandó. Anyway, señora, hoy un show fenomenal. Hoy un show. We have a great show for you today. We actually have an announcement. Víctor Liz.
Dímelo, papá.
Por favor.
¿Qué fue contigo? ¿Qué es lo que?
Suelta.
¿Sabes? Sudando aquí.
¿Sudando?
Claro.
Gratis, sudando gratis.
Claro, este calor tiene uno.
Sudando
el calor
gratis.
O la, o
porque
la
si fuera
candela.
Trabajando.
Claro, porque si fuera trabajando.
Si fuera trabajando no fuera nada, pero este hombre sudando de gratis.
No,
yo no le sude de gratis a nadie.
Sí, a Trump que se de rápido de los 400 que va a dar.
Diablo,
hey,
sí.
Mi presidente.
Yo necesito que compre
él,
otra botella.
Él lo va a dar, él lo va a dar. Tú supiste, ellos, lo democrático, like, the politics, I don't know, I'm not a politic, mm-hmm. Pero like, the people from the Democratic and the people, mm-hmm, from the Republicans, they couldn't come to an agreement. So, dejaron caer todo. Entonces, entró mi presidente Trump y dijo, vamos a darle los 400. And he signed the executive order. So, like, yo, like, you can't take disability away from these people. Todavía estamos jodidos. Todavía estamos a mitad de coronavirus. Así que, denle sus 400, mi presidente Trump.
I need that check. I need that
we
check.
We need everybody.
I need to buy a new bottle.
Víctor, suelta la música ahí para empezar el show. I know speak English. I know say English. Si me dicen how are you, yo le digo yes.
Y dime, así estamos comenzando.
¡Buenos días, coño!
¡Buenos días, buenos días! ¡Buenos días, buenos días, Víctor! ¡Buenos días, Yula!
¡Buenos días!
Señores y señores, ladies and gentlemen, the people. With you today, we have a big announcement to the No Speak English Podcast. Ustedes saben que yo tengo, desde que empezó el podcast, buscando una energía femenina.
Diablo, sí.
Nosotros ya la teníamos, la energía femenina.
Ay, sí, papá.
Pero yo quería el cuerpo femenino. Yo quería la esencia femenina aquí en el estudio. Porque demasiado grano aquí todos juntos, imagínate. Entonces, señores y señoras, señores, people, nosotros hemos encontrado lo que andábamos buscando. Señores y señores, nosotros hemos encontrado una estrella. Ella era una estrella ya, pero nos está dando la oportunidad. Señora, nosotros tenemos una nueva co-host. Yo sé que ustedes... No llevamos dos podcasts y ustedes están cansados de oírme a mí, de oír a Julie, de oír a Víctor.
Sí.
Así que yo les traigo un regalito a ustedes.
Mati.
Si ustedes quieren, nosotros ni hablar tenemos. Así que si ustedes quieren, nosotros prendemos el video y la enfocamos a ella y ese es el show.
¿Me puedo ir para la casa?
Cállese. Pero este hombre, el diablo, con celo. Un hombre celando a una mujer.
Y ese.
The people for you here. Yula, cállate. Ella se merece toda la atención. Y se la vamos a dar.
No me grites.
Con ustedes, views from Mami.
Yeah. Un aplauso.
Hey, views from Mami is now part of the No Speak English Podcast.
Welcome.
So, cuando hablan de No Speak English Podcast, ahora tienen que hablar de Views from Mami. Ella aceptó the request. I had to talk to a lot of people to get her to be part of the show. Whoa. And
tuvimos que firmar papeles.
Thankfully, we were able to reach an agreement, and now she's here part of the show. Ni Jessica Pereira con Alofoque cuando la deportaron.
Tiembla, Alofoque.
Views from Mami. ¿Es View from Mami o View from Miami?
Miami.
Mami.
Tú eres from Miami.
I used to live out there, pero ya no.
Ya, ahora es Mami.
So, it's Views from Mami.
So, for sure, we know you as Views. We just call you Views. Porque yo no voy a decir que Views from Mami viene por ahí. Views from Mami me debe cuarto. Views from Mami, no.
Yo cuando no la conocía, yo dije, esa mujer con el pelo azul. ¿Quién es esa?
Azul no, ella va a coger. Y ella, depende cómo ella se levante ese día, se pinta el color. Like, sí. Ella tiene un gabinete lleno de tinte. Entonces, en la mañana, si se pone unos cordones rojos, el pelo va rojo. Como los tiempos de antes. Los tiempos de antes, yo compraba tres polochés y me ponía los tres. Uno negro arriba, uno rojo abajo y en the tank top. Pero tú, y los cordones yo me los combinaba with the red shirt.
Tú tenías un bajo encima, entonces.
Ay, hombre, sudaba, mira.
Oye.
I know you should sweat in them shit.
Yo, views from mommy, you just got here.
I haven't started.
You know what? We're going to respect you because you are the female of the show.
Y yo ni he comenzado.
Tú no has comenzado. La gente no te conoce lo picante que tú eres.
That's a fact.
Yula, ¿qué vamos a hacer nosotros ahora?
So, I don't know if you're ready for me, but are you?
I don't think so either. I don't know.
Yo estoy asustado.
Y ya el contrato está firmado. Víctor, ¿qué tú crees?
Un año.
Oye, tú tienes que estar asustado. Ese cheque.
Víctor, tú que la conoces más tiempo, how do you come into like the group, like into this circle of us? Like ¿cómo nosotros te conocimos a ti?
Well, I started with you because you was hosting at Mandala and I used to be a promoter there. That's how I had started. And you was hosting and I came up to you and I was like, yo, you mad funny. And then after that, you followed me on Instagram.
Ah, de Lambona, okay. Tú te metiste de Lambona.
Claro, y después de eso, él me tira y me dice, yo, what you doing today? And I was like, I'm getting tatted. He's like, yo, let's go to New York.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then that day we did Plátano with Salami at D-House? No, not D-House.
Oh, cocinamos.
Yeah, that day, remember?
Cocinamos, diablo. Pero Jassy. Yo soy un hombre muy amigable.
¿Y dónde estaba OT? Yo?
And I didn't go back home that day either, guys.
What the fuck you trying to say? We on air. Like, you're going to have some people thinking I'm out here. Yo, views.
Ya rompe las raciones.
I slept with my girl that day. I slept with my, well, not my girl. No,
ya, views. Oh, I remember that. Hey, I remember that day. Yeah. I remember that day.
I had a girl by then.
Yo, that's crazy.
Víctor, ¿tú estás escuchando?
En el piso ese
día.
Oh,
yeah. We slept in the couch, but it was like on the floor, you know.
I wish I had
a room that day.
I remember we went out to party. We went out to party that night. Entonces, nadie se quería ir para la casa. Queríamos seguir dando rumba. Sí. Nos fuimos
like
para la casa de Megadivo.
Yeah, Megadivo,
nos fuimos para la casa y todo el mundo estiraba en el piso.
Yo
me acuerdo. Y de ahí fue
fun.
Que nació esta linda...
Esta amistad.
Yes,
wow.
It grew into...
That's true. And I'm glad I met you. You know why? Because look where you are right now. You said, what? And you, what do you do, basically? Like, tell the people what you do.
So, I write poems.
Oye,
I do.
Wow, wow, so romantic.
Well, you know what it is? I write poems to express my feelings, like when I feel down. So I feel like it's a way, like it's an escape from the world. So like whenever I'm sad, I write and I feel much better. The other day, yo estaba hablando de ti porque tú me encojonaste.
Oh.
Porque tú me querías quitar la mujer mía, pero I gave it to you.
It's from mommy. Saludo. Te habla tu rey, Romeo Santos.
¿Cómo?
Tú sabes que yo tengo varios años en esto, escribiendo letras. Y ya a través de los años, ya estamos medio viejos. So, cuando tú tengas tiempo, yo necesito una escritora. Y tú sabes que yo necesito ese punto de vista de la mujer, de una mujer. And I'm gonna need to see what you'll be writing, to see if I get inspired. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, you could go on my...
¡Hey, señores! Romeo Santos le dio un contrato a Views de Mami, el poder de podcast no speak English, en vivo. En vivola.
I gotta sign the papers first, guys. Come on, stop playing with
me. So, you're a social media personality. Tú estás en las redes.
I am.
Like most of us in the group, right? Like, our group.
We are
our influencers, but some of us do skits. You don't do skits. You do them...
I do some of them sometimes, but I'm not really into the skit world, you could say.
On social media, you're more of a Instagram model, you can say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and besides that, it's more about me. Like, you go on my Instagram and you're going to meet the person you're going to meet in real life, basically.
And tanga.
That's dope.
I got some tangas right now.
Oh my God, Dios santo.
You know what I like about Views? That even though on Instagram and in person, she looks like she's the same person. Like,
yeah,
she don't
that's
change.
What I'm trying
like,
to
that's
say.
Really
like,
dope.
It's not like I'm on Instagram and like.
She's not a catfish, is what you're saying, Julia.
Yeah,
like, that's dope.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, y ahora, cuando tu padre vieron tu página, es la misma persona que ellos vieron. Like, okay.
So like, well, my dad actually agreed with me. He's like, well, I already saw you like being a model and stuff and like expressing your feelings and yourself to other people. So he was really like, él lo aceptó, pero my mom was more like, oh, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you smoking hookah? Why are you doing this? Te va a morir. Que te lo otro.
So. No, there's always that one parent. That's yeah, just like
my dad is more the one who will be like, oh, you going out today? Okay, just share your location and that's it.
No beba mucho.
Salte de la boda. Vete de la casa para yo y tu mamá. Eso es. El papá es así. Sí, sí. Haz lo que tú quieras. Vete.
My dad lives with my stepmom, pero
oh,
ya,
yeah, okay.
He drives 2 hours to where you was at yesterday to see my mom.
Oh! Oh!
Yo, why are you putting out their... This is crazy.
Why are you putting out their business like that? We're going to have to call him to figure this thing out, because...
Oh, he's in the yard right now. I thought you'd reach him.
Oh, entonces, espérate. Fue a agarrar su polvito y se fue.
Oh, no, he's with my mom in the yard right now.
Oh, espérate, ¿cómo?
Wait, what?
Esto es lío.
It's crazy. I just came back from the yard on Thursday.
It's an entanglement.
And he left Friday.
But your mom or your mom's stepmom mom?
No, my mom.
What the fucking problem here de pasar? Okay, nosotros hemos...
Muñeño.
Nosotros...
We just experienced an entanglement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Before it existed, my dad was already on it.
Yo, I just, like Julia said, we just experienced a real life entanglement. What is going on? Okay, gracias a Dios que ninguna de esa gente van a oír este podcast porque esta mujer acaba de involucrar el mundo entero. Así
I mean,
que nosotros
really,
no somos
I'm
culpables.
Really open about it.
Okay, dale para allá, no importa, esa es la vida tuya. I've always wanted to ask somebody's daughter this, right?
Yeah.
Because yo tengo una hija. And...
And
I don't know how I would feel. Like I'm gonna be a very open-minded dad. Yo voy a ser un papá con la mente muy abierta. I'm in the 21st century. I've been in the world. Yo sé lo que hay en la calle. Yo sé that the normal professions, no es la única. It's not the only way to make money. It's not like being a doctor, being a lawyer, being a teacher. Those are not the only routes now to make money, to become a professional.
Right.
We have influencers. We have YouTube people. We have
bottle girls.
We have bottle girls. We have hookeras.
Hookeras.
We have Instagram models. We have OnlyFans.
Por favor, no, gracias.
So like, the fact that you have that relationship that you can, you know, be open on social media and put up your pictures the way you do, which I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad.
Honestly, I could say that when I was like younger, I didn't really like my body. And there's times where I'm still like, not like I say I'm in love with my body and all that, but I still need to like love the shit out of it, because there's like nobody sees my flaws, but I see them.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm not really comfortable in my own body. But now I started to realize, like, probably in the past 2 years, you could say, that I'm starting, like, to, wow, I really love my body. Like,
and that's amazing. That's amazing.
That's the best feeling a girl could ever have.
Yeah, eso con la madura. And that happens with us men, too.
Definitely.
Like, for me, I feel best when I'm fit. Like, right now, like, I'm not going to blame quarantine, what it is, but it has something to do with me gaining mad weight. And I'm not happy with my body. I'm happier when I'm a little less chubbier.
Es que tú comes demasiado.
But, mi hermano, coño, uno aquí.
Después de aquí, ¿quieres que nosotros vayamos
comiendo?
A comer?
Oye, me viene a recoger y una caja de McDonald's. Ahí, me dice que Dios, yo estoy a dieta, pero me llega con dos McChicken y un McFlurry ahí. ¿Qué dime?
Eso es la dieta.
Yo quiero esa dieta también.
Oye, todos los días. No,
una dieta es lo que uno come.
Yo comienzo para la próxima semana.
No, yo voy a empezar mañana, lunes.
No, sí, eso es lo que tú dices para la semana.
Todos los lunes, ¿no?
Todos los lunes con McDonald's.
Todos los lunes yo estoy a dieta, todos los lunes. Después martes, que se joda todo.
That's a good one.
Yo, Views, bro, we are happy. I am excited.
I'm excited about this,
to have you on here. Like I said, I was telling you off record, like off the mics, when the mics were off, that when we started looking for female co-hosts, you were one of the first names that came up, like between
for
all
real.
Of us.
That's facts.
But, como usted es una mujer ya ratata, ya usted es una mujer famosa allá arriba, con todos los power.
I don't consider myself famous. even though people consider that, but
¿cómo que no? ¿Tú haces hosting en OSA for $50 y una juca?
I don't know if that's how much you're trying to pay, but pay me that.
A ella le dicen, coge ahí lo que se haga de coach, que es tuyo.
No, first of all, I need a flat. There's a feed, first of all. I don't know what they did to other people.
What's the
fee? It was $200 a bottle and hookah all night.
Okay.
It was. Pero tú
but that's how I started it, basically. But then I ended up hosting in Chicago.
So hey.
¿Cómo?
She going international.
So explain the hosting. Like, what did the promoter tell you? Like, what benefits the promoter getting out of you hosting? Like, ¿qué tú le estás prometiendo? Like,
well, I didn't really promise.
Not to
much.
Be fucked up, but like,
I didn't
what
I
are you
be
bringing?
Honest, I didn't promise a lot because one, I'm not from Chicago, but I do have fans out there, and thank y'all for that, Chirac. Yeah. You know, I thought I was gonna die over there that night too. Whoa. It was shooting.
Hey, no.
Shit got crazy. Whoa. But I didn't promise a lot. But I was hosting with somebody else that was pretty big too, which is Petroclips.
I don't know who that is.
So I was hosting with him, and he actually had a lot of people, and I did have like probably like 15 people that put up and stuff.
Nice.
And it was pretty good. It was a good night.
Entonces,
and they paid for the Airbnb, and they paid for my flight.
Ella va a beberse la botella y agarrar su
¿quién
cuarto?
Dijo? Ella como era física, que tiene que pagar por botella.
No, first of all, you know, I had a VIP section.
Hey.
And
con
I
una botella.
White couches, too, just in case.
Pues si acaso, no me lo pise. Okay.
No, and I was on top of it, you know.
Pero gosh. Como ustedes ven, loco, you just proved my point. Like, nosotros no tenemos a cualquier rata aquí sentada, aquí al lado.
Oh, yeah.
Nosotros
tenemos
a abuse from
la rata otro público.
No. Oh, pero no, okay.
Como Yula.
Pero Yula, ya.
Y esta falta de respeto.
Ya,
bro.
Ya.
Yo, oye, para el próximo domingo, por favor.
¿Te la sacaste ya?
Yo soy. Yo la quiero del otro lado.
Manda el diablo. No. Esto se armó.
But I mean, it was pretty fun. I enjoyed the shot of it.
That's dope. So, mientras van pasando los podcasts, nosotros vamos a aprender un poquito más de mí, Mr. Nueva York. Eso fue un poquito de lo que es Views from Miami, our new co-host. Cada episode we're gonna, you know, have the same conversation with Yula, a ver de dónde salió, quién lo patrocinó, de, you know, lo mismo con Victor Liz, el productor de tu productor. Pero ahora este segmento es la gente que paga los biles. Nosotros queremos darle un shout out a mi gente de Candela Mama Juana, señores. Esas son la gente que no han tenido la semana entera prendida.
Diablo, sí.
Es borracho ya.
Esa es la Mama Juana. Yeah. You can find Mama Juana Candela.
I'm gonna need another cup because I'm already done with this.
Eso no es jugo. It's good. It's sweet. I told you, mama. You're
it's
gonna
getting
like,
to me. It's getting to me.
You no te dejes llevar.
You're gonna like that Candela Mama Juana.
I feel a little bit. I got hungry. It's a little hot in here.
Tú vas a empezar a
sudar. Let me ask you this. If you go to the club, right?
Yes.
After tasting Mama Juana. And you go to the club, un tigre te invita to the club, like, yo, we're going to get bottles, ooh. And instead of having Clase Azul or having, que sé yo, one of them expensive Moe bottles, they have a Mama Juana in la cubeta. Would you be mad?
I'll take the Mama Juana.
You'd
no,
be mad?
This shit is good.
That shit is good. That shit
I'm over here in my second cup already.
Candela Mama Juana, you can find them at Drink Candela on Instagram, drinkcandela.com, de lo mío. Señores y señores, ese ha sido el anuncio de la gente que pagan los biles, Candela Mama Juana. Ahora.
¿Y'all want to pay my bills?
So.
They're really high right now.
Mi hermana, cállese la boca.
Cállate la boca.
No cobra tú lo que tienes que cobrar.
Yo no he cobrado hoy nada.
A mí me pagaron el celular.
I need to pay my phone bill too. Now you're talking about
ellos ahora se están desacando de los problemas. A ver, ¿quién tiene más problemas? Ellos están haciendo una conversación ahora de quién tiene más problemas. Por eso es que tú, por eso es que uno al dominicano no le puede, puede preguntar que cómo le está yendo.
I
need to pay my rent. Can somebody help me?
I just got back from DR, you know.
Hey, yo no
hay que poner sentimiento.
La gente no quiere oír problemas. La gente viene aquí a oír mierda.
I just got back from DR, so you're ready. I'm late on everything, yo.
No, ese problema es tuyo. Tú te fuiste de esa catalla.
Ah, sí, ¿verdad? Tú acabas de llegar de Santo Domingo.
It was lit.
Y mira el perrito que ya... You what?
I had a permit, so I was able
to... Oh, you had a permit. I thought you said you were pregnant.
Oh, no, that's for tomorrow. That's for
tomorrow's news?
That's tomorrow news.
Whoa.
Esta mujer se fue para Santo Domingo y trajo un perrito. Si ustedes lo quieren ver, métase en a YouTube, que este va a ser el primer episodio que se va a subir a YouTube, para que vean el perrito de views que trajo de Santo Domingo. I'm sorry, Julia, cut you out. I know these people that's mad porque este perro dice con papeles.
Oh, yeah, I got that a lot. There was like, my cousin said it, he was like, it's crazy how a fucking dog is getting on a flight before me. And I'm like, well, he's
por eso que envenenan los perros allá.
And it's crazy because like you will literally find dogs everywhere, like
eso se llama viralata.
Ese perrito
well, mine was in a viralata.
El perrito lo recogió del
colmado. Un virapote.
El perrito lo recogió del colmado ahí de la que.
Yeah, it was at the corner store en San Francisco
Macorís. Damos un cuarto de chuleta, 2 libras de habichuela.
Y el perrito
dame
que está ahí.
Media libra de mantequilla. Ay, el perrito ese que está ahí.
It was in the counter.
Yo, guys, yo quiero darle la gracia a ustedes porque el primer episodio oficial ya tiene 150 horas of listens.
Wow.
Wow.
Muchas you know gracias. What that is? 150 hours?
That's a lot.
Of people listening to our first episode.
And it was less than a week, too.
It was by day 4, it had 100 hours, the first episode.
That's dope.
So that's amazing. Thank you guys for supporting what we're doing, and I'm glad that you guys are enjoying the content that we're putting out. Shortly after that, yo hice una encuesta en Instagram. I did a poll. I asked people to send in questions, right? Because we're here. Like, yo tengo Yula, que inteligentísimo. Tengo a Mami, que no tiene pelo en la lengua. Y tengo a Víctor, que te va a decir la verdad.
No le mienta.
Ya me tengo arete en la lengua.
Por favor, no le mienta al público. Yo soy bruto.
Está bien lo que
te
diga.
We could tell because the hookah trash. I know when y'all go on YouTube.
Va a seguir con la hookah.
I know when y'all go.
Va a seguir.
When y'all go on YouTube and y'all see the smoke coming out of us, that shit
Yula,
trash.
Yula made a bad first impression porque nosotros estamos fumando hookah del sabor de un patrocinador de nosotros. Y llegó la nueva cojosa, llega una juca toda dañada.
No, the flavor is good, but the person that set it up was
tú sabes, yo la tenía que hacer mal porque tú sabes, para que no me sigan diciendo que la haga. Así, tú sabes, ustedes se paran y tú sabes ahí, no, eso.
Qué huevo.
No.
Damn, that's fake.
All right, guys.
I thought you were supposed to make a good first impression.
That's what I thought, too.
Nah.
I guess chivalry
is dead.
This
is like the fifth time I've seen you.
Oye,
like,
Mew, yo te voy a decir algo. Ya los hombres hoy en día no sirven. Así que no tenga esperanza en nadie.
I'm getting the feeling.
¿Qué feeling del diablo? Tú eres joven. Yo te estoy diciendo, no confía en nadie. Don't trust no man. The man bullshit over here every day.
The man bullshit over here.
Wow.
Hoy en día las mujeres tienen que enseñar al hombre como perrito. Tú ves un perrito nuevo, ese perrito que tú tienes en la mesa. Tú vas a tener que enseñarle cómo cagar, cómo miar, cuándo comer, cómo salir para la calle. Así mismo tú vas a tener que tratar a los hombres hoy en día. What?
I think my dog is better because, like, I didn't have to train him at all. I had you, I'm going to have to train him to how to make a hookah.
Yeah. Okay, eso ustedes lo resuelvan mientras van pasando los episodios. Yo tengo la primera pregunta aquí. And it's a kind of a serious question, but let's see how we can help this person out.
Let's see how serious we can get.
Yamilisa Almanzar pregunta en Instagram que cómo nosotros la podemos ayudar a ella para que no le hagan bullying en la escuela. Wow. ¿Debería ella usar su palabra, like fight it with words?
I think...
O debería, if she wants to know, or if she should just punch the bully in the face.
Damn, I'm bad influence because I'll go for the punch.
I was bullied at one time in my life.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I was really ugly in middle school and high school.
You're still ugly.
Nah, I'm gorgeous right now. Like, I'm a star right now.
I got my edges laid. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, my beard was the best thing that happened. But
the biggest bullied thing I got in school was my head. Like they used to call me eggplant head.
Hey, yo, big head.
I did get bullied, but it was for my accent.
You still have an accent.
I still do, but now I appreciate my accent because it's like, I don't want to be like everybody
else.
Is that
I don't think it's an accent. Con todo ese metal que tú tienes en la lengua.
Even before it.
Ella tiene más prenda en la lengua que en la oreja.
Chacho.
24K, though.
Ooh.
No, está bien. That lisp, though.
La boca.
Victor, have you ever been bullied?
24K.
One time I punched somebody that tried to bully me.
That tried to bully you.
I tried.
No tienen chance contigo.
Boom, una trompa sangrando.
Y resolviste, like,
who paid the medical bill?
Manunca.
No, manunca.
Cruzaba la calle cuando te veía.
No, ya.
Se quiso ser amigo tuyo, ¿verdad?
Con ese no. Eso es como el bullying que le está haciendo Mozart ahora al lápiz.
Un año.
Dale.
I guess like there's different like types, because like when I was getting bullied, like I only went, you could only, we all humans, so we could only handle so much. So I guess the last resort would be like punching somebody in the face.
I mean, if you try to talk to them and it doesn't work out, because actually, if you notice, sometimes when you get bullied, the person that's bullying you is getting bullied too.
Yeah.
So right. Sometimes you might want to talk to them first before you even take action into it. But if it doesn't work, I'll just go for the punch.
Yeah.
Or try to talk to somebody that is like, you know, like probably a counselor or something. And if it doesn't help, then, you know, just go for the punch.
No. Or from the start, just punch them.
Nah, because I feel like if you punch, you just got, it depends who you are and like how you carry yourself. But I feel like, you know, you could probably create more problems after that.
Yeah.
You know, you
could bring more.
Now people don't fight. Like, little kids come and just shoot up. Like,
yeah. Like, you know? That's the point I was going to make, Jula. Like, hoy en día, in today's world, you got to be careful how you approach a situation. Because instead of, back in the day, it was shooting the fair one. Like, vamos a pelear 30 segundos. Y el primero que bote sangre se perdió y somos amigos después. Pero hoy en día tú tienes un problema con alguien, te da un plomazo y hasta ahí llegaste.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Tú sabes cómo, like back in the day, like when I was getting bullied back in elementary school and middle school, like how I dealt with it, I would agree with him. Like, you talk, when they would tell me your mama jokes, yo era el primero que me le reía.
Sí. My mama's fat. You're totally right. Look,
es verdad.
There's a picture of her. Look.
Yeah, I fucked your mother. Diablo, loco. Oh,
yo le decía, coño.
Y ella te dejo.
Hi, dad.
Like, I would be the first to laugh. And then, like, I got good at roasting. I got so good at roasting.
That's how you
like,
came up.
When they started bullying me, I would find their weakness y me lo comía comido. Cuando yo lo veía, mira ese, pásale una metro K en el cuello a ver si pasa. And then the hallways back in high school, they used to get packed like,
OD.
Between the periods.
Yeah, because that was a chill spot.
Una sola vez me lo hacía. You bullied me one time, te anotaba. Every time I see you, bro, I'm roasting you in front of your friends. And this was people back in high school. I didn't have a clique. I was cool with everybody. Con toda la ganga, con todos los tigres, with all the sports team, with the football players, with everybody, all the cheerleaders. I was cool with everybody. Yo no tenía de que solamente los dominicanos, solamente los atletas. Yo me llevaba bien con todo el mundo. Pero un tigre que me hablaba mierda el otro día, I roast that nigga.
Aqueroso, coño.
So it depends on your forte. No. It depends on the situation.
Just go for the punch.
Definitely talk to a friend. Talk to a friend, because in high school, my cousin was getting bullied, right?
Okay.
And she didn't want to tell nobody. She was just taking it.
I feel like that fucks you up though.
One day I called my cousin crying, like in the hallway. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like I knew that it was somebody bothering her because it couldn't have been nothing else. So, I'm like, ¿qué lo que te pasa? And then she's like, oh, there's some girl. I don't want to go to my next period because there's some girls that sit next to me. And it doesn't matter where I sit. They sit next to me and they pull my hair. They rip my notebooks. They take my book bag. And the teacher doesn't do anything. I'm like, what class is that? So I followed her to her class. I went into the class. Y yo armé un fucking show.
I
cursed the teacher out. I'm like, yo, pay attention to your fucking class. I threatened the girls. I'm like, yo, if y'all got a brother that goes to the school, let me know who that is, because we all going to have a problem now. From that day on, she never had a problem with those girls.
Yeah, you got expelled for that shit? Like,
no. Because in my school, not to sound cocky.
To the
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yo, not to toot my own horn, not to sound cocky. In my school, I was the shit. Like, I was popular in my school. Because I was the fat funny nigga. No, I was the fat funny nigga in my
That's
school.
That's a fat nigga con tres camisetas, nigga. Yeah, you was the shit.
Yo andaba combinado con mi 3XL with my pants tied to my sneakers.
To your Tim's, nigga, to the butters.
Oh, shit.
I feel like I was the shit too in high school, but like I took advantage of it a lot because I was never in class, but I used to do my work. Desde and I used to pay people to do my homework, nah. too.
Desde
so
que yo me
fun.
Di cuenta that you could cut class and it's like, nah, they were like, yo. Tú entrabas de que la hora de lunch el 3, entro a fourth period. I don't feel like going to science. You out. You out by 11 o'clock in the morning.
No, I was never this
Yo,
shit.
Yo, fact.
I was never this shit to high school.
I was cool with my principal, and then my stepdad used to work in school, so I would never get in trouble.
Like, in high school, I took anger management. Like, oh, I had to take that shit. Oh, you because I was like, it came to a point because I was getting bullied too much that it's like I wouldn't take it off on the bully, but I'll take it off like in the house or like when I was outside doing shit like I used to wild out like fuck this shit, like what the fuck, like yo, I used to get tight.
Entonces, so a él le hacían bullying en la escuela y iba a darle golpe a la malla y a romper los trastes.
I never touched my mom.
This nigga would go home and kick his dog and shit.
Yeah, nigga, I'll fuck. Like, you know when brutality. You just grab the pillow, you just start somebody fucking that shit up. Fucking pillow, like the fuck. Helping me sleep, nigga.
Entonces,
nigga used to fight these demons.
Mom would get home from work, like, yo, what happened to all my plates? Like, what happened to la vitrina? What happened to the TV? Hey, Yula, dando trompado, man.
Nah, yeah, but then, you know, I took that anger management and then, you know, I calmed down and started
you
to be cool
really
with everybody.
Calm.
Yeah,
nah, that's
you,
your shit
is that you
trash.
Have to, is that back to the point, is like, you gotta know your extent.
Your
like,
limits?
How far can you go? Yes, your
how
limits.
How far did you go?
Like, I was, like, when I used to fight, I used to black out. Like,
Miami?
Yeah, my brother, crazy. if you actually meet my brother, like, he's, like, 3-4 times bigger than this guy.
Now, I used to black out when I used to fight. Like, to the point where people, like, was like, yo, I got to fight today. Can you come? I'll pay you. I'm like,
wow.
Ooh.
Oh, qué negocio.
But you know what it was?
So you've been getting paid.
I was born in DR, just in case you didn't know. So when
no,
I first
no.
came.
El acento no me lo dijo, no.
Oh, okay. So, like, when I first got here, I used to go to school. And niggas, I was like, yo, niggas don't fight here. So I used to tell my dad, like, yo, I don't want to go to school because niggas don't fight. So my dad was like, ¿tú viniste para acá fue a pelear o a aprender?
Yeah,
and I was like, I wanted to fight. And then some bitch was looking at me crazy. So I was like, my dad had to pay the bill at the hospital type of shit.
What?
Because, like, you know, when you fight in school, you know, tú pelea and there's lockers. So I used to just go for the head and just bump their shit in the locker. Like,
fuck you. Yeah, reckless. ¿Qué daño fue que te hicieron a ti?
You know, I got bullied when I was in DR and my brother did what you did to with your cousin. So after that, my brother's like, oh, if you come home and you had a fight and you lost, I'm a fuck you up.
Yeah,
so I had that mindset where I was like, either I lose or I have to fuck up.
Eso ustedes tienen que escribir un
libro. I think as a Hispanic, like, everybody got that. Like, yo, if you lose and you get your ass whipped, I'm gonna whip your ass right after.
Yeah,
like,
ass whipped twice.
Not me. In my house, I was raised by my aunt, and she would always tell me, yo, deja que te den. Porque, like, hell, si tú das un mal golpe, el que va a salir perdiendo eres tú.
Well, guess
not
what?
Me.
I was always a gentleman.
I feel like it runs in my family because my brother's like that, too. Like, if you disrespect me or some shit, my brother goes all in, like, to the point where some guy disrespected me in high school, and my brother went to the school, and he didn't go to school by that time, and he went in and fucked him up, and the guy lost his eye.
Yeah,
because
that's
my
wild.
Brother don't
that's
play
crazy.
With that. Fucking so my dad had to go to pay hospital bills, and I'm like, damn, 5K?
Nah, my brother got my.
Let me get that.
Yo, my cousin, like one of my other cousins, he got into a fight in school, and they pushed him, and they was like in the playground. And he slid, like his face got cut on the slides, like, you know, it's metal.
Yeah.
So his face landed on the side, he slid his face.
That's
tiene la cara de su figura. Anyways, how to handle bullying, like, what?
Bueno,
allá
to
tú, eso no son problemas nosotros. Anyways, señores y señores, let's transition to the next segment by talking about a little bit about our next sponsor, one of our other sponsors. Zomo
Hookah Flavors.
La gente de Jula. Háblale a esa gente que lo que es con Zomo Flavors.
One of the best companies out here in New York. Just recently got here.
I agree with
like,
you.
Like, yo, if you ever try their flavors, amazing. Really
love
natural,
it.
Really straightforward. Like, you will never go wrong with them. Like, you
I
will love it.
I tried a couple of flavors. I'm not going to flex. I think those are my favorite.
Like, yes.
Watermelon lemon.
Actually.
Watermelon.
That's
fire.
Then you got acai cream,
then,
which
then
is
that's my favorite acai cream.
Dragon Wall.
Dragon
fire.
Wall, yes, which is peach, Mara apricot.
Eso nombre
rarísimo. I know everybody's menu, so you know.
Well, is it my
acai?
Eso nombre rarísimo que tiene esa compañía. Eso quiere decir que son buenos de calidad.
O acai.
Oye, cuando yo fumo juca, yo fumo otro flavor que no sea somo.
Hablado
no,
de
tú tienes que fumar zomo.
Somos,
but, People, you could actually, you know, any store that
follow
you go, most
Instagram.
Of them, yes, follow them on Instagram, Zomo America, but any store in the Bronx that you could possibly go to.
And we have
you
deliveries
could get
too.
It. And if not, if you're feeling lazy at home, you know, whatever, you could call me, J.S_hooker.
Yeah.
You giving your number out
delivery.
Too?
Nah,
dale tu socio ahí, porque este hombre.
Can nah,
better, you
can
call me 917-736-4084, and then from there I get to you. No problem.
Shout out Zomo.
Shout out Zomo.
Let's come back. Let's help somebody else out. Laura Alfonseca, ella pregunta, ¿por qué cuando yo le digo a una persona que mi novio dominicano me dicen que te jodiste?
Oh, because the Dominican men cheat?
Fue su maldita madre.
Esa pregunta.
I mean, honestly, I feel like people get it twisted.
Why every time somebody mentions that they got a Dominican man, like, why Dominican man got that reputation? Like, hey, diablo.
Well, it's not only Dominicans. It's Puerto Ricans, too. Cualquiera.
Puerto Ricans, too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Puerto Ricans. Then talk about
it.
Dominican men don't cheat. My theory.
What? My friend. I'm not Dominican.
Listen, shout out you. I'm going to tell the Dominican people what happened.
Because you don't cheat doesn't mean other men don't cheat.
No, it's not. It's not cheating. It's because it's medical condition.
It's called entanglement.
Entanglement, no entanglement. medical condition. What happened is that the Dominican men, they born with a very big heart, like el corazón muy grande. Entonces, el médico dice, oye, uh-huh. Views from mommy. Los médicos dicen que si uno ama una sola mujer, el corazón no aguanta para una sola mujer. Tiene que dividir el amor en
que
múltiples...
Que lo divide con la mamá, con la abuela, con la prima,
no
con
es
la hermana.
Yo estoy hablando de
el
un amor.
No,
yo estoy hablando
bicho,
de un amor
mami,
físico.
No, porque si tú dices que ellos quieren compartir, tú sabes, su parte privada con 5 mujeres, es una manera diferente.
Pero
el corazón,
eso no viene de nosotros. Eso viene
huevo.
De una estadística.
Huevo.
Si usted quiere compartir el huevo con 5 mujeres, está bien, pero
el
corazón no.
Eso viene de una estadística de la Universidad Harvard University que dice... El hombre dominicano nace con el corazón doble del tamaño que un hombre normal.
Ajá.
Mi hermana.
El hombre dominicano me
falsedades.
El huevo hasta en el hoyo.
No
de,
venga aquí a montar calumnias. Falacias.
Falacias.
No, lo dominicano.
I mean, honestly, it's not just Dominican. They say that about a lot of other cultures, you could say, or aesthetics, or whatever.
Oye, ahora, ¿y esa palabra?
Aesthetics.
Como se diga.
It's true. Like it's every like Latino thing. Cause like
yeah, it's not like
it's just
okay.
Dominicans build a bad reputation. That's
no
what
no
saying.
Ven aquí yes. A hablar mal de los dominicanos.
Ya Dominican.
Ya pregúntale de dónde él.
Ya Dominican men have built a bad reputation. Like yo.
Okay,
yo tenido me. No, I never said no. I never said no.
Okay, so why are you here talking about Dominican?
Listen,
pero va
a romper la mesa.
Esta mujer del diablo, pobre perro, está... Mira.
Coño, mira este perro. Mira, no es este.
Me va a pagar el médico.
Yo, where you from, Jula?
Me, I'm Mexican.
Oh. But here's the thing.
But
like,
I was born here in New York.
New York.
So
you guys keep saying that is a Dominican man thing, but
it's
I think that's a stereotype.
Yeah.
It's not a reputation,
no,
it's a stereotype.
It's just,
so dejen de estar dañando.
We could literally,
stop fucking up the Dominican brand.
We could literally go outside and females will be like, yo, what's the worst you ever had? And they're going to say Dominican.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
It's the top two,
it's
Dominican, Puerto Rican. That's it.
That's not true.
That's
not
true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Views. No, views. You as a female, what's the worst you ever had?
Mexicans.
Not the worst, like, worst sex, but, like yo, cheating wise.
That, who's the like, first race that made you cry that you dated?
Mexicans.
Views. Now
she's trying to lie.
Well, first of all, I had a girl first. And
what race
and
was
she?
She was Irish and Puerto Rican.
Mira, Irish.
Puerto Rican.
Irish.
And Puerto Rican.
Irish takes over.
And Puerto Rican.
Your second relationship?
He was black.
And that was a good relationship, healthy?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So stop.
Okay, views get exotic, bro. She be getting exotic.
Mi mano.
Bro.
Me está encojonando.
Pero
usted,
it's not that.
Usted no sale de la isla.
Me está encojonando.
Yes, I do.
No, tú no. El muchacho allí.
I mean, I don't go by like looks or like your race or what are you, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Black, Dominican,
el tamaño
whatever.
Del gore.
Tampoco.
No, no tienen lengua, no tienen boca, mamá.
La lengua no le ha funcionado.
¿Cómo que la lengua? Te agarro con esta lengua, muchacho.
Bueno. So, I don't never go with that, but I feel like with all the races that I have dated, it don't matter because they always end up cheating.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
So
it's not,
it doesn't matter if you're Black, Dominican, Puerto Rican,
cheating is just a
part of the case.
Yo, why don't they
cheat because you want to?
Well, but why don't they talk, Jula? Why don't they talk about the women that cheat? Women cheat too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
Women,
so it's not just
women. I got cheated when I was
true.
With a girl. And you know what's worse? It was like I
espérate que me pique un grano.
And el diablo.
Sigue.
So, like, at the end of the day, I like girls and guys, so I don't sit here and be like, oh, just all guys cheat. No, girls cheat too.
But you know how to hide it.
So why is
no,
Jula
no,
trying to fuck
no,
up the Dominican
because,
brand?
Because he's just fucking...
He's trying to keep all the women to himself.
No,
he's trying to fuck
no,
up.
No, it's because
what
he,
you talking about?
It's just because he hasn't got good pussy.
Oh!
But let's yeah, go somewhere okay. else.
Anyway. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin.
Ah, bueno, coño, que te pase.
He doesn't have a good Dominican woman.
I will
you
not stand
saying?
Here and let... People fuck up the brand for us Dominicans because it's not just Dominicans.
Shout out to Thingy for saying Dominican men don't cheat. Hashtag that on Instagram whenever you post.
Dominican men don't
you.
Cheat. Everybody
I got
cheat.
You. As I'm, it's like, yo, it's like,
and it's not because
know.
You're Dominican, you're going to cheat. It's not, you're Dominican, oh, you're going to cheat. Like, everybody cheats.
No,
so
definitely not. I just say, like, if you were going to be a fuckboy, whoever you are, whatever
feel like
race,
if you're
going to
cheat,
do it.
You're
like,
going to cheat no matter what.
Yeah.
Yo, for me, Mexico.
You could
if
be
she don't
Irish,
give you that good
Italian,
punani,
for me,
cheat.
Whatever the case
yeah,
is,
nah,
if
but
you
for me,
cheat, you cheat, and it's simple.
Let's be honest. If he
you
or
just
she,
cheated last week.
If he,
so nah.
if he or she don't give you what you want, you're gonna go out and look for whatever you.
That's
want.
Your problem. That's
well,
your
no,
problem.
Honestly,
I'm,
that,
I'm just saying, like,
honestly,
like,
that's
speaking
wrong
out
to
loud.
Say,
that's wrong. Yeah,
no,
that's
first
wrong,
of,
Julia.
Let
it's
me
wrong,
say
but
let me
like,
say something. That's wrong to say because if you're gonna go out and look for something, just break up with the person.
Exactly. Thank
and
you.
Tell
I agree
them
with
what's
you.
Wrong with them, and then you go do that.
Okay,
don't sit here and be with a person and make them look stupid
I agree
in the
with
streets.
You. I
you
agree
know
with
what
you.
I'm
saying?
No, if that person doesn't have what you're looking for, leave them and go do what you gotta do.
Fuck
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's why.
Cometela con yuca, taroso, coño.
I just learned
some yuca from. You know what I'm saying?
Coñazo.
Coñazo.
Hablando mierda aquí.
Ah, pero se la traen conmigo hoy.
Es que mi
no,
madre está hablando
like
una caballera.
It's not even that. It's just that you gotta look at it like how
papi
life
la,
is.
Papi la trajo para que.
Es que tú estás hablando mierda ahí. Dije Dominican man.
No, so you got mommy and papi today.
No, I'm talking plural.
You
though.
Said
like,
Dominican
I,
man.
I know at the beginning. I know at the beginning I did say Dominican man,
you
but then
man
I started talking
why
plural.
Why you fucking up the Dominican man brand? Everybody
cheat. It's just everybody. If you could be any type of like race, and if you wanna cheat, you're gonna cheat. It doesn't matter if you're Black, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Irish, whatever the case is. You're gonna cheat at the end of the day.
That's right.
And sometimes you gotta look at it like. If I, why am I with this person if I'm going to end up cheating? You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I feel like just break up with the person and then go do what you
and
gotta do.
And then do what you gotta do.
Because I will hate for somebody to have me out there looking stupid.
Mm-hmm. Nah, definitely.
Like, me pulling up to facts. The club with, and I don't fuck with regular niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I heard it.
So,
hey,
so I'm going to definitely look dumb stupid.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? So I would never love... Like, I would never like to go out into a club and then somebody's looking at me like, oh, yeah, that's stupid bitch. I just saw this nigga last week with somebody
yo,
else.
Yo, he brought
yeah,
Felicia
no,
here
like,
last
like,
week.
Yeah, when, like, when I look for women, is what for a woman is like, I the first thing I ask her, yo, are you known? Like, do you go out a lot?
Well, I'm...
Because I don't... I'm
a,
like,
a female could be known for, like, anything. Like, I'm going to be honest. I have guys that hit up my man talking about, yo, she's a whore. But... I go in my DMs and search them up, and they just there like, yo, I'll treat you like a princess. Let me take you on a date.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, you was just talking mad shit about me, but you'll be here on my dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo te dije
you.
Know
nah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I used
definitely.
To do that before.
No creen hombre. El hombre
and
no sirve.
And I used to do that before where I would put you on blast.
Okay.
And I don't do that no more because he's like, yo, I'm giving you too much of my energy. And I'm in
just
peace with myself.
You know,
what I'm saying?
That's what one thing I don't like about girls yourself, that so, they be know? Doing nowadays, and that's become very popular. That like, let's say we talking on the DMs. Like, we talking or whatever. And for some reason or another, pasa algo. They'll post the DM screenshot.
And I hate that.
Like, bro, facts. We was just like, we both was in this conversation. Why
but
you posting?
I'll be
like, why
you
exposing me?
If you make me look like, if like, honestly, I used to do that where I used to be like, oh, you made me look stupid. Or not even made me look stupid. You said something bad about me, but I never replied to you. I'll put you on blast because you just try to play me, and now I'm gonna really play you because you're a dumbass. But if me and you having like a conversation, I would never sit there and post that like, oh, this nigga's a dumbass. Nigga
was in my
DMs
and shit. Look at this nigga. Let me ask you this: if a dude slides in your DM, right, and you know he got a girl, whatever,
I'm gonna send a screenshot to this girl.
Tú no sirve.
I'm joking. Me, honestly, I'm gonna be honest. There's a lot of guys.
Damn, yeah, that's tough.
There's a lot of guys that have girls. No, I'm gonna be honest. There's a lot of guys that have girls. And they will text me, and I'll just sit there and leave them on red because, one, I'm not, like, it's a female rule or some shit, but I don't follow none of them shits where it's like, oh, if a guy's making me look stupid, let me know. That's none of my business because I'm not the one fucking you. I'm
gang.
Not the one, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm not the one taking like, the cum out of you and eating you out. Oh, pero so at the end of the day, you do what you got to do.
Ya, sorprendió. Vamos a cambiar el tema, señores.
So, at the end of the day, I don't snitch.
Yo, views, I got something for you. I got something for you. If you want to, like, if a dude's going to impress you, right, he only got to come with one thing. He only got to come with one thing. He got to come with the truth, right?
Honestly, like, I'll have more respect for you if you tell me the truth.
No importa la situación behind the curtains is, if he comes with the truth, like, mira, mami, esto es lo que es. Esto es lo que hay.
I would love
esto
to
lo que
shadow
yo
you.
Quiero. Yo nada más quiero esto
but
de
you
ti.
Know
that's
what I think? Like, you know what torra. You know what my problem is? That, honestly, let's say you hit me up and we have a connection and you tell me, like, yo, I have a girl. I'm going to look at it like, damn, if I start even fucking with you, even to put that in my head, is like, if you leave her for me, what you gonna do to me?
I'm gonna leave you for somebody else.
Yeah. Right. So I be looking at it like, that yo, karma shit. I can never take that chance where I'm like, you know what, Tavia, you're taking me serious or whatever, but you have a girl. At the end of the day, what you did to her, you're gonna do to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, I always look at life like that. Like, si tú le puedes hacer eso a esa persona que tú dices que tú ama, you're gonna do it to me even if you tell me you love me too.
But that's not always the case. At the end of the day, we all just humans. Somos todo humano. La vida es una sola. Like, la vida es una sola.
Disfruta
la
vida.
So, si at the end of the day, you...
Bro, like, I'm not a cheater at all. I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater. Yo soy fiel, like, forever, for life. Because it will suck.
Corona.
Droga.
Entonces lo que yo estoy diciendo no vale. Váyanse a la mierda. Váyanse a la mierda todo.
No, pero...
I'm joking.
Léeme eso ahí entonces. A un trabajo. Léeme eso. Señores, señores. Con ustedes, otro patrocinador de nosotros, lo que pagan los biles, an illustrious sponsor of the podcast Views, hit them with the
vamos
truth.
Vamos a ver si ya sabe leer.
Vamos a ver. Dáselo.
So we have Poppy. Who's Poppy in here?
Hey, hey, it's
the
brand.
Fun starts here with Poppy Wines, because you know.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to have some fun tonight. Can I take this home, by the
That's
way?
That's yours.
Okay, thank you.
That's your bottle.
Poppy wines are softly sweet. Ooh, sweet, baby. And are the go-to for the summer. Ooh, summer just started for me.
For you?
Try their demi-sec flavors like the... Ooh, Prosecco.
That's it, mimo.
Ooh. That's the one I have in my hands.
That's that gold bottle right there. Tonight. That's that gold bottle, the Prosecco.
Sparkly rose. Ooh, sparkly rose. Sparkly
rose.
Oh, rose.
Sea fina.
Bueno, sabe leer, yo sabía.
Carbonet.
It does.
Ooh, you see, I forgot us.
That's fancy shit.
You see, we're going to skip those, but they got more flavors.
They have, they have way more flavors,
We have more flavors than that. Poppy Wines is made with the best grapes. Ooh, I had some grapes when I was in the yard. It was really big, too.
We still talking about wine?
That's why they're so getting off delicious. Topic. We're going to have to open this shit up. Remember, during your staycation, disfruta con papi. And if you want to learn more, go at www.poppywines.com.
Poppywines.com, everybody. Poppywines.com.
Or you could go at Poppy Wines on Instagram. Yeah. You could get wind up.
Hey. Ooh,
okay. yo, no lie. Right. That just sounds sexy.
I don't know. I think you sold it.
Yo,
you
I'm sponsored.
I sold it.
Yeah, you sold it.
You
how much is it?
You want to cash up? How much? Me?
Eso es barato.
Eso es barato.
Barato, pero bueno.
No.
Eso es barato, pero bueno.
Pero fino. Es una vaina fina.
It's affordably exclusive, upper echelon,
middle class.
Prosecco. Señores, señores, Poppy Wines.
Poppy Wines.
Thank you, Poppy Wines, for the sponsorship.
You know what? You know, I actually want to take a couple of these because they said they had wine and they got grapes.
That's
know?
It. We're going to taste that all
got,
together.
And they got this spark.
That bottle's to celebrate that you part of the podcast now, viewers.
Yeah, I thought I was going to take that home, so I can get some.
Shit. Well, you can take it home. It don't matter. Anyways, moving on. Yo tengo una pregunta para los hombres del podcast. I'm sorry, viewers. You could chime in. Because you go both ways.
I was going to say that.
Ella,
porque
ella,
casi le roba la mujer a uno.
Ella bate azul de derecha, así que va. Va. ¡El diablo, doña! Papi Wines acaba de explotar la casa.
¡Dios!
Ey, eso hay que darle replay. Yo, eso hay que darle replay.
We got to put the expressions on it because I got scared.
Yo, y'all don't want to know what the hell just
yo,
happened in the studio.
Yo, look at that shit up in there.
Yo, si esa vaina me había dado a mí.
Yo, we got that recorded?
Yeah, of course the camera's on.
Oh, my God,
on.
I love you.
That shit is hilarious. God. That shit have never took a show.
Lo que acabo de pasar en camerino, señora.
I'm going to stop dropping roll, nigga.
Yo, he was trying to get busy earlier.
I thought they were shooting.
Nigga, Papi Wines is drinking, nigga.
He's trying to get up early today.
Papi Wines is reckless. La gente de Gender Blend haciendo un drive-by.
Wait.
Yo, that was funny. That was funny.
Wow,
yo, my nigga.
What I gotta start?
My heart went to my ass, bro.
Yo, the bottle listened to me.
I touched myself. I was like, I got shot. Wait.
Yula está acostumbrado.
I'm gonna sit that down.
De una vez se tiró al piso.
That's
yo,
crazy.
That was funny. That's crazy. I can't wait to see that on video.
Me wow. too. I got scared. I pushed myself a little back.
What?
Ahora. Yula no sirve como hombre.
Yo, en vez de dejar. Yo, que beat up the thing over there. Like, baby, fuck you better
win. El perro sigue durmiendo.
I'm a big target. You could catch me
yo,
easy.
This nigga Yula pushed views out the way and threw himself on the floor. He got back up and said, yo, you okay? You, they got you?
But the nigga didn't even ask me.
Yo,
are you okay?
Is everybody okay? Everybody's yeah, fine?
Yeah. We got, yeah.
Everybody's doing good?
Papi Wines, por favor, no nos suelta así.
That was good. Yo, that was amazing. That shit was explosive. Nah, I like that.
And
that,
I did it.
That was planned.
I'm glad that I know not that bottle does that.
That
yo, facts, because you could have that shit in your car, and that shit will pop your window.
You got beef with somebody?
Papi, no.
Papi,
espérate, está abierta.
You got beef with somebody thinking, yo,
yo,
you
touch that
this?
Real quick. Look at it.
Estamos en esa botella para 4th of July.
Papi Wines had that planned. Oh,
God.
He trying to scare me.
Yo, guys, everybody's fine, right? Mm. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What do you prefer in a girl or person? Well, girls are the ones that usually deal with this problem. Do you prefer cellulite or stretch marks? Like
stretch
one
marks.
of the
I
stretch
want both
mark.
Of them. Fuck out of
stretch
you
marks.
Want them both. Hell yeah.
You know what's
stretch
crazy?
Marks.
I could only speak for myself. Like I used to be insecure about that.
About you having stretch marks?
Yeah,
because
I have stretch marks. Because I have some. So I used to like at it like, damn, what would a guy say? You know. Like them.
Them tiger stripes.
Yeah. So then, you know, I got a tat that I actually got it like a couple of weeks ago and it's on my leg and it says that I earned them as a female. So I'm just, I learned to love them and be proud of them, honestly.
Like that's
so
beautiful.
Any female out there that has stretch marks or whatever it is, shout out to you. You earned
them.
Use
for president.
It's like you said though. Like, to back it up, it's like you said earlier, like, a female needs to learn how to love herself before she loves others.
So, the test says like, your body is not ruined.
Because
a lot of females think, like, oh, you know, I have stretch marks, so my body is ruined now. So, your body is not ruined. You're a goddamn tiger who earned
so, Views tatted a warning label on herself. Like, yo vengo con mucho defecto. Así que, Leo, read this warning. Read these nutrition facts before you eat the snack, you heard?
But once you get me, there's no, you
going
know,
back.
you can return me, sorry.
Eso viene con recibo, olvídate
de
so right now I'm in the podcast, you can return me after this, sorry. Cause I'll
no,
be,
yo no,
I'll
I love
be,
you.
I'll be right here knocking on the window like,
yo, let
I
me
see in. That bitch.
This was just a test run.
The lights on. Nah, yo, honestly, I love you. I love the energy you bring.
Yes, I love you too.
Yes,
and
for real.
You're part of the podcast already. I don't know. I don't care what Jula thinks. I don't care what Jula says.
Listen, what I think. You really want to know what I think? Besides, you always saying things about my hookah flex, which is okay. I don't take it personal. Like, it's fine. It's dope having you around. Like,
¿qué prefieren ustedes, lo de torcido o lo diente torcido?
Lo ¿Cómo dejo. Así?
Like, if you have
I'll
to
go,
pick.
You know, I'll go with the, with the, con la mano. You know why? Lo Because dejo. I could hide them, but when I smile and talk, you'll see my teeth. No. And that's really a thing that I look into, guys, when I see your teeth, when you smile. Let me see you smile.
I'm not smiling in front of you now.
You're very smiling because
so dientes son
míos. He got straight teeth.
No, nah, but. I prefer
a couple of muelas.
I prefer crooked teeth.
Nigga say you got muelas in the front of your mouth.
I prefer crooked teeth. I prefer crooked teeth.
So you prefer crooked toes? You prefer crooked toes?
Yeah.
Like if you had to pick a person.
I could have socks on. You won't see them shits.
Yeah, crooked teeth is cheaper to fix.
And me, I'm more into like, you know, I like to see people smile because, you know, I could be sad and I would be smiling telling you, yo, I'm fine. Like, aww. I could have tears in my face right now and, like, smile and tell you, like, yo, I'm fine, aww. You know? So, like, I would love to
but
see
But you
smile.
Could, I don't think you could ever look sad with all that shit in your mouth, though. Like, you got stones on your teeth.
I got diamonds on my teeth, 24 karat, too. So, you know, I don't think I...
Yeah,
you
know? Like, I don't
so
understand.
I like smiling now.
Your mouth is a whole flex.
You know?
What do you prefer, un bajo a grajo or un bajo a pie? In a person.
Diablo, un bajo pie.
I don't know because
we're
probably like un bajo a pie because like, you know.
You could cover it up momentarily.
Yeah, but like pero when I give you a hug, you know, you smother.
Pero a la hora de dormir, yes, que tienen ese bajo a pie abajo de la corcha.
I mean, you know, like, I'm like, probably you could like, you know, like, let's say you're going to go see a girl. You probably could, just, you know, wash it off. And it's probably easier to wash off your feet than your underarms.
Put that powder. That's sure you got.
Put some powder on. How about you use the orange and that's it.
Su maldita madre.
Ustedes no sirven. Ustedes sí son superficial.
I mean, honestly, it depends. I just feel like a pH level on a female is very important, and for a guy to
pH
be
level
too,
has to do with your vagina. Smell,
I know.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. As a female, yes.
Oh.
So like, honestly, girls.
What would the guy's pH level be? Do we have pH levels?
I probably your cum.
Probably if you have like foreskin, right? Like you
probably
got like
if you got like skin
that cheesy
dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, I just feel like for you guys out there, if your girl is cheating on you, it's good for you to know your girl's pH level because that's a good thing for you to find out if she's cheating on you.
How so? How
Thank
so?
You.
Oh, how would you?
I'm
know
not
about?
A scientist.
Because.
I'm not gonna buy your pH.
Let's say
mami, ven a medir el pH level cuando entra.
No, you.
Casualidadmente,
ve. No, like you.
Mami,
va a chequearte.
Dice, no, chula, yo estoy medio aburrido. Vamos a chequear tu pH level.
Vamos a chequear, ve.
When you eat her out, you will see it, or you will smell it, or you will see a difference in it. You know, because vienen diferentes cosas en eso.
Bueno, mi.
How like two men that don't know plan.
Like
what,
sometimes
what's
a girl like I don't know if well I never had this but let's say your girl has a fucking discharge and it's like it's not
what
creamy,
do you mean like a discharge
like
you can't control it like
no you can control it because you go to the doctor and fix it pero todavía you will know when a girl cheats on you because like let's say she's not using protection she'll have that. You know, because she's fucking two niggas and both of y'all gonna have it.
Damn.
So,
bruh.
Well, thank you. Now I know. I'm gonna walk
so
around.
So, now
with
for
a
you guys that don't like
go
to
go
use get condoms,
your pH level.
Make sure you use them shits because it's very important.
Yeah, yo. Ni el doctor Fauci. Sí.
Y'all don't get these details. That's why
I'm
here to protect y'all.
I always said I learned more outside than I ever learned in school. Be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly, I don't feel like I will ever use anything I learned in school.
Yo, in school, I learned letters and numbers all in one sentence.
All I know is how to count. That's it.
I ain't never had to use no Pythagorean theorem. Like.
Me neither. But if you ever use it, let me know. I'll give you $1,000.
What is that?
What
the fuck is that?
I just know the word. I don't know the.
Nigga, you
know
forgot that shit as soon as you graduated.
You're sleeping there, man.
You know what they say?
You know what's
when
crazy?
You're in school?
I used to have a problem when I was in class because I don't know what. You know, you seen the Kevin Hart movie, High School?
Yeah.
That he had
with
that little problem.
Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah, that he had that little problem where he couldn't. Okay, anyways. Where you had that, he had that little problem where he couldn't put like numbers and letters together.
Yeah.
I had that in high school. Yeah, so I had that in high school. So I used to get away with it a lot. Cause it was hard for me to put numbers and letters together.
It
like
still
I
is.
Was able.
You probably still
never
hard,
did homework.
No, I still do have problems with it. But before it was like so hard because I was able to do it. But when I had to get up and do it in a board or in a test, my head will go blank.
Nah.
So I used to get away with it because I used to just go to sleep. Like in all my classes, yo, I used to go to sleep. I was known for sleeping.
Ella peleaba la estupidez con dormir.
But you know what's crazy? After that, when I graduated, I had A's and B's and only one C, so you can't even blame me.
Get them views.
Tiene el abecedario entero.
That's the only thing I ever learned from school was how to find the slope of a line. Y equals MX plus B.
What is
that's
that?
It. Bueno,
what is that?
He went to school in the Bronx.
I went to a technical school, so I went to school for acting.
Okay.
Just in case y'all see me acting fake to y'all fake ass bitches.
Oh, heard it.
Okay, señores, señores. Antes de que este podcast se convierta en un problema, en un lío.
I'm joking.
Vamos a introducir otro sponsor de nosotros. Let's talk a little
perrito,
about
sponsored by United. Perrito, el diablo. Sponsored by United.
Estoy hablando, señores, nada más y nada menos que el joyero de tu joyero. El joyero que nos tiene a todos nosotros, menos views, que llegó ahora y Víctor, que no lo ha conocido. Melvin H., señores y señores.
Melvin.
Melvin H., el joyero que está ubicado en on the Diamond District, so you know it's real.
Fifth Avenue.
That's my guy. He's been hooking me up, bro. Like, if you ever need gold or whatever, you can find them on Instagram, Melvin H. NYC. I think they have, they're opening up a new location right there on the Diamond District. They have a location in Dominican Republic, in La Capital. Oh,
nice.
So, ya ustedes saben, díganle que Mr. Nueva York lo llegó y el oro él se lo va a poner a un prozo cómodo.
Just in case if y'all saw, I just stole the chain, so
she
I am sponsored by
them. She just robbed my whole
shit
in the middle of a sponsor.
Yo lo voy a decir.
Róbale el otro, róbale el otro y dámelo, ven.
Yo lo voy a decir a
Mowen. I can steal twice, nigga, I'll get noticed.
Yo le voy a decir a Mowen que me haga un choker con una cubana.
I know.
Imagine Victor with a
hula. I need like just in case neck, if you're listening, I need a choker for my dog, you know, with his name on it. So
I got my dog a gold like walking leash. That's just beautiful.
I honestly just want like his name on it, like a little chain, you know. It would be like about the size of
pero
my
no
wrist.
Le cabe todo ese perro.
It's the size of my wrist.
Oye, el perro de papi está
mamontado. Well, they could adjust things, okay? And my dog will be wearing a 24 karat name tag, so
un perro con papel y con oro.
You want to adopt my dog?
No, thank you. I appreciate it. My dog don't like other dogs.
Oh, damn.
He only likes humans because he likes to cuddle.
Do you guys have any plans for the week?
Yeah.
What are you doing? No. No cierren el podcast. Ella va a ser... ella va a ser vaina
joking.
En privado.
Censor it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what she's going to do.
Honestly, I'm just babysitting my niece, so I don't have plans. Unless y'all got plans for me. Y'all got plans for me?
Vamos a ver, tú sabes.
I have a pool in my house if y'all want to do a barbecue.
¿Cómo?
Ooh.
We in there. You heard the addresses.
El podcast lo vamos a hacer de la piscina.
Yo voy a lambe.
I'm down with that. Yeah, we could do a barbecue. I'm down for that. Just let me know.
Señores, una gracia a la casa, Lo Máximo Productions, for allowing us to record our podcast here. yo creo que ya con eso nos despedimos. Views a calentar la vaina.
I don't want to leave. This was pretty fun.
It is fun, but y tú no estás calentando, nos van a botar.
Okay,
y a
so,
well, van a cerrar
what did y'all do during quarantine?
Fumar hookah.
Y'all got that check? Because I didn't get it.
Sí, no, hey, mi presidente donó todo.
¿Tú sabes qué hizo Nueva York con el cheque? El tinte ese.
El diablo.
Un looky nuevo.
Pero tú me tenías que decir que esto lo hacía gratis.
Y viene 1,200 más. Y los 400 lo aprobó también mi presidente, Donald Trump.
¿Con esos 400 estaba terminando el tinte?
No, me voy a
yo ya
así.
Le dije al liquor store que me guarde ese 1942, que ya viene.
Damn. Pile botella.
con ese check, I think I'm going to just buy some marijuana. What is this?
Candela
marijuana, honestly, because that shit is fire. It's hit.
Me tiene sudando, sí.
Señores y señores.
Yo, this shit's like, you sure?
This shit was lit. Este fue un episodio que no se esperaba. Views from mommy was here. This is her first episode with us. The first of many.
Yes.
Jula Mequillo. Jula was talking shit about Dominicans,
oh, shit.
By the way. So
bro, a ti todo el mundo
he got
tequilla.
Me mad too because that hookah was trash.
Todo el mundo de quillo. Ustedes de coño, yo no voy a venir ya.
Tú tienes que venir.
Tú tienes que venir.
I'm just lying.
Si tú no vienes, te vamos a buscar tu casa amarrar. Te vamos a sentar en la silla y amarrar. Guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been
my
episode 2 of No Speaking
about
English.
It too.
Miami, tell them where they can find your views.
You could find me on Instagram at
Views from Mom.
Damn, Candela got me lit right now.
No, wow. That's not Candela. No, that's that dyslexia.
You can follow me on Instagram at Views from Mommy dot underscore, and you can find me at my house too, just in case.
Por si acaso, ya está open yo.
Yeah.
Dale, Julio. Dale.
A mí me pueden encontrar en J.S. underscore hookah. Once again, whatever you need, we have it. And you already
even
know.
Even if y'all need condoms, just let me know.
Yes, anything.
Dale, Victor Liz, el productor de tu productor.
You can find me on VL13 Films on
bitch
Instagram.
Bitch, L13.
No, VL13. Mira, coño. You already know. No se rían, que le apago los micrófonos.
Es el hombre con todos los poderes.
But I say that again, I couldn't hear you.
VL13 Films on Instagram.
You know, yeah, yo no le voy a dar los códigos.
Just in case you didn't hear that was bitch L13.
Apaga esta mierda.
No, no mama Juana.
Apaga esta mierda.
Thank you for everything, guys.
See you guys next week.
Can't wait to see ya next week. And you already know.
Hijo de tu maldita madre.
Hijo de tu maldita madre.
We out.
Shout out to Blue. Blue was here the whole entire time he was talking, but y'all couldn't hear.
No estaba callada ya.
Oh, ya
que ya acababa.
Ella quiere seguir.
I thought this was a 3-hour. Damn.
Three hours.
I could talk for 5 if you wanted me to.
I don't speak English. I don't say English.